If the Midwest has its way, Union Station in Chicago will be a busy passenger rail center connecting Midwestern cities with high-speed trains. 9 states are backing a high-speed rail plan called the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative. With Chicago at its hub, trains traveling up to 110 miles per hour would connect cities as far away as Kansas City, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Cincinnati, Detroit, and Green Bay. Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, which backs the high-speed rail plan.
Modern, fast, convenient, comfortable. High-speed rail in the Midwest, every study has shown, will attract ridership, and that ridership revenues will more than cover the operating costs. Not everybody's going to get out of their cars, and people are still going to fly. You know, you're giving people a choice.
It's a big plan with a big price tag, $3.5 billion. But the federal government has no plan to pay for it. So the states are spending their own money. Recently, the state of Illinois budgeted an additional $70 million to improve rail service between St. Louis and Chicago. The money will be used to install a sophisticated guidance system and to make grade crossings safer. In transportation budgets, $70 million is not a huge amount of money, but Howard Lerner says it's the single biggest amount a state has dedicated to high-speed rail.
This is a strong step in the right direction. It follows on some good work that's been done in Michigan, between Kalamazoo and Niles, and ramping up high-speed rail there. We think this is going to lead the Midwest toward a high-speed rail future.
Lerner says the states are taking incremental steps to make high-speed rail a reality. Derek James is a spokesman for Amtrak. He says the federal government's spending on transportation shows there's a need for high-speed rail.
You know, Michigan has 6 lanes on Interstate 94 and several portions between Chicago and Detroit. So there obviously is some demand for transportation expenditures. We just want to see some of those expenditures go towards rail, which is much more environmentally benign than expanding highway capacity.
But getting money for high-speed rail is not as easy as getting money for airport expansions or interstate highways. Airports and highways get a portion of the motor fuel tax. Amtrak has wanted a piece of that pie for a long time, but Congress won't even consider it. So there's no steady revenue source for passenger rail. All high-speed rail can hope for is crumbs from the federal budget table. Even a request for planning money went nowhere. Congress did enlarge a loan program, making $2.5 billion available nationwide for rail infrastructure. But again, ultimately, the states would have to repay the loans. However, there's some optimism that Congress might eliminate one obstacle. A bill recently introduced would loosen some federal money for rail. Joe Davis is an aide to U.S. Senator Spencer Abraham, a Republican from Michigan.
We just signed on to a piece of legislation offered by Ohio Senator Voinovich that will allow states to use their surface transportation money for rail initiatives or other rail improvements. That's one thing we think will help with the regional rail initiative in the Midwest.
But that's not new money. It would only allow the states to shift money from highways and bridges to rail. The bill has 24 co-sponsors from both parties, but it's unclear how many states would be willing to raid their highway funds if the bill passed. Amtrak's Derek James has not given up on getting money from Congress. He says it's just a matter of building up steam.
As far as the funding is concerned, that's several steps down the line. We have to finalize this plan, and then it has to go before the states so that they can sort of sign off on the plan. And then at that point is when we start the grassroots efforts among state legislative delegations, among congressional delegations, among chambers of commerce throughout the Midwest to sort of build grassroots support saying, hey, we've got a plan here. We've got states willing to back it up. Congress, now you step in.
Ultimately, the states believe Congress will have to chip in. But in the meantime, they're not taking any chances. Most are scraping together funds to build the high-speed rail system in the Midwest, even if they have to do it piecemeal. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.